Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
My name is Pauline and I'm ringing from the Figaro Cafe on Wellington Street. We'd like to increase our order of two items, starting tomorrow if possible. The first is the passion fruit cheesecake. Could you please send a dozen every day instead of the five as usual? It's proving very popular. The second is for bagels. Please give us four bags of mixed bagels from now on. Your bagels are selling well in the morning. Please call back and confirm. Thanks a lot.
Number 71. Where does Pauline work? Number 72. Why is the caller leaving the message? Number 73. What was the original order of passion fruit cheesecakes? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Hello everybody, my name is Brian, and I'd like to welcome you all to the Five Peaks Mountain Trails Tour. As you can see, your bikes are ready. Everything has been checked, and the seats have been adjusted to your height. In a few minutes, you'll have a chance to try them and make any last-minute adjustments. Then we'll head off through the beautiful hills. This section will be difficult, but once we reach the beginning of the mountain trail, everything will start to be easier. Oh, and of course we'll stop there first for morning tea. From then on, we'll be riding along a ridge, which won't be too difficult at all, and you'll see spectacular views on both sides. At around 12 o'clock, we'll stop for lunch in the Mount Bogong picnic area. About 1 o'clock, we'll begin our descent. So, let's get going. Oh, and please do not litter on the trails.
Number 74. What does the speaker mention about the starting part of their trip? Number 75. What will the listeners do once they reach the Mount Bogong picnic area? Number 76. What does the speaker remind the listeners? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
My name is Suzanne Darby, and it's one of the pleasurable duties I have as personnel manager to welcome all new recruits to American Educational Publishers. As I'm sure you know, we are one of the foremost producers of educational books and other materials in the world. With the energy and talents that you are bringing, I'm sure that we can maintain our reputation for reliability and creativity. But for your first morning here, you can relax. I'm going to give you a guided tour of our facilities, and you'll be treated to morning coffee and lunch with the director. So please follow me. First, we're going to visit our art and design section.
Number 77. According to Ms. Darby, what is one of the responsibilities she enjoys? Number 78. Who is Ms. Darby? Number 79. What will the listeners do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi there, this is Rebecca Johnston. I'm a yoga teacher who is looking for new premises to hold classes, and I was wondering if any of the rooms in the cultural center are available. I tried to visit your office this morning, but apparently you aren't open in the morning. My classes will be held, if possible, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. If none of your rooms is available at these times, I may be able to change my schedule. Could you please contact me as soon as possible at 465-2231? Thanks.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the message? Number 81. How long will each class session last? Number 82. What does the speaker say she could do if her request cannot be met? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following weather report.
Hello, everyone. This is Jack Robinson with your early morning weather report. It's shaping up to be a wet and windy day today, so please be extra careful driving and don't forget your umbrellas. The week is starting off a bit chilly with the temperature outside at 5 degrees at the moment and slowly rising to a high of 15 by noon. However, the wind chill factor makes it feel a lot colder than it really is, so make sure you dress warm. There will also be periods of rain throughout the day. As for tomorrow, we can expect almost identical conditions, with a low temperature of 5 degrees and a high of 16 degrees. Wednesday should, however, be warmer with sunny periods. I'll be back right after the 8 o'clock news report with another weather update.
Number 83. What is the weather forecast for the day? Number 84. What is the current temperature outside? Number 85. According to the forecast, what is going to happen on Wednesday?